Sportscast Sports Talk 101 on digital radio, on the app, on your smart speaker, on Twitter, YouTube, Twitch.tv, and Facebook. Sportscast Sports Talk 101.
Discuss, debate, entertain, and loud.
Sportscast Sports Talk 101.
Yo, what's going on, everybody? Look at you. You got PlayStation. I got Xbox, man. What's really going on? What's going on?
That's why we're late. I was late.
I was here, folks.
That's why I was late to my studio because I lost my wife's keys. I don't know what the hell I did with it.
Did you find them? Did you find them?
Yeah, just found them.
There you go.
So my mother-in-law's car was in front of hers,
right?
And covered in snow, and she almost got stuck in trying to back it out and all that. Yeah, so I'm probably dead by morning. You guys, this will be the last show because I'm probably going to be a dead man. If I can play the Undertaker's theme music without getting flagged, Dead Man Walking is right here. No, but anyways, well, she's going to kill me though.
You're here, man, and congratulations on the Washington Commanders. The running game.
Shut
the Eagles down.
So I will say this: they ran the ball, and we're going to start off with that. Let me pull up that because if I recall, it was like 47 running plays.
Yes,
they ran the ball 47 times. If I'm correct, they ran it. Let's see. Gibson 14. Well, maybe not. Maybe I don't have the correct stats. I swear to God.
Robinson, 86 yards. Gibson, 44.
That's why. Robinson's not on this list. They're not. God, the NFL website sucks lately.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to contact Roger Goodell. Oh, wait, I can't stand him. Never mind. But no, the last time that they ran the ball that much, I don't think I was born.
No.
It was the 80s or maybe the 90s. I'm not even sure. Here we go. Team stats. They ran the ball. Let's see here. Running 80. So Washington had 81 plays, total plays. Philly 47. 30 yards, total yards for Washington. 10 total drives. What got me was the 49 rushing attempts.
Yes. Yes, everybody was hand the ball. Hey, here you go, Samuel. Here you go, Heineke. Here you go, Gibson. Here you go,
not only that, but something Washington, I don't know the last time they've done, was third down efficiency. Right. They were 12 of 21. And the reason that they were so damn efficient on third down is because guess what? They were manageable. Right. It was like third and four. They never were third and long. I think they only punted once. To be honest, I don't think
they punted at all. Philadelphia got exposed, and now people, they are 8-1. They are no longer undefeated. And I don't know. And we should know. We guys, the quarterback of the Washington Commanders should be. Who should it be?
They've already got their starting quarterback.
Oh, you're talking about Wentz? No.
He's has been. He's done. No, Heineke, and it's not just the fans that are saying that Heineke needs to be the starter. RG3 is saying that. John Riggins, Joe, a lot of these guys, old Redskins players, and the Hogs back, the ones that are still around, I should say, are all vouching for the simple fact that there's no reason to switch. Why are you going to change things when he beat the Packers? They should have beat the Vikings. They didn't. I get that. And they beat the undefeated team, the best team in the league. They dominated. We had the ball 40 minutes and 24 seconds. Philly had the ball for 19 minutes.
Right.
In that game. You can't win a game when you can't even control. You're allowing, that's double the time of possession.
Yeah. It was just one of those off nights. I mean, it happens. It happens in football. Nobody had, even Vegas didn't have the Commanders to win that game, but they pulled it out. I don't know. I mean, hey, give it up. The Eagles are still 8-1.
There's no disrespect to what they've done so far this season.
But now with this game, don't think other teams won't be looking at the tape and saying, damn, that's what we got to do. That's what we have to do to put them off their game. So
it wasn't even that. It was just controlling the clock.
That's what it's all about.
The easiest, the reason they won, they kept Philly's defense on for basically the entire game. You had Jalen Hurts. He wasn't a factor in that game because he couldn't get on the field.
No. Well, here's AJ Brown, he caught the ball for 7 yards. Come on, man. Your best receiver, 7 yards. That's when you know you're not. It's not going to be a good game.
I mean, that was my one of the best games of the week. That was the upset of the season.
Excuse me.
No.
Excuse me.
I'm leading up to that. Bills. I said one of the best. The best game of the year was the Vikings Bills, who we will see in the Super Bowl. I don't know who
you seeing.
We'll see the Vikings. The Vikings are 8-1. They are Super Bowl contenders at this point. They only lost to the Eagles. They've beaten the best teams out there.
Have you looked at the schedule?
I have not, but I mean, let's be real. Who else? I mean, they've beaten the top teams, and yet everybody still underrates them.
It ain't about It is not about the top.
Okay, so
teams.
Week 11, the Vikings. Let me pull up the Vikings schedule instead. Right. It'll be easier. I get it's not top teams. So next up, Vikings play the Cowboys. That's a win for the Vikings.
They should bring back. That's sad when Cooper Rush got better stats than Dak.
And that is sad. I'm sorry, but the Vikings are going to beat the. Then they play the Patriots at home. Then they play the Jets at home.
Yeah.
Then an away game, they're at the Lions. Then they're back at home for the last two games of the season against the Colts and the Giants. I'm going to say they beat the Cowboys. They'll beat the Patriots. The Jets, I don't know. Lions, that's a win. Colts is a win. And possibly the Giants.
Colts got Jets Saturday, man.
I know. That could be an iffy one. But I've been saying that every game with the Vikings, ever since they lost to the Eagles. It's an iffy game. I don't know. But yet, what happens? They find a way to win. I don't know how they do it. I honestly don't know how they're doing this. But they keep finding ways to win. And
one was first of all, they won one game because of a damn kick. Because of a kick. All right.
Doesn't matter. Still a win.
I'll give you that.
Still a win.
I'll give you that.
They still have
a half of game left.
We have one.
We're getting cold weather. We're getting into the cold weather. And we shall see. But we also have an issue, and it's Josh Allen. He ain't been playing too great. He's got a bad elbow. Good Lord, that snap. Did you see that snap?
When he went back and it went the wrong direction, my knees hurt watching that one.
Yeah.
So I do know, note-wise, we can real quick, Cup he's out. I don't know how long. I didn't see. I know he's having surgery on his ankle or whatever it was, but I don't know time frame. I didn't get news on that one yet. So that's going to affect the Rams.
Really? Hello, there's somebody out there still not signed. Oh, yeah, that's right. He won a championship with them last year. I'm just saying.
Yeah, I know we may see the rise of Odell again. Can we say that? Did you hurt at all when you watched Stefon Diggs make that one-handed grab in midair? Or was it when you watched Jefferson one-up Diggs
and do that
one-handed grab? And not only did he do a one-handed grab, the defender had the ball. Right. And he basically reached up and said no.
Yeah.
And snagged it out of his hand and still maintained possession. I don't know how he did it. But my knee, every part of my body hurt watching that weird arc position he was in.
So who's the number one team right now? Who's the number one team?
Vikings. Who else? I mean, the Vikings are 8-1. The Eagles are 8-1. But the Vikings have been nonstop winning. They haven't lost since they played the Eagles.
I'm still putting the Eagles number one, Vikings number two. Oh, but wait a minute. Hold on. You're forgetting another team. It's called Kansas City.
But that's AFC.
Are you going in standings? You want to go in standings?
No. Are you doing AFC, NFC, or just overall NFL?
I was doing overall, but if you want to go there.
If we do AFC, NFC, I agree with you. It's the Eagles. The Vikings, I think that's your NFC championship. And the Bills Chiefs is going to be the AFC championship. I still think the rate we're going, if the Eagles start to tank, which there's a possibility, if they start to tank and the Vikings stay hot, the Vikings are my favorite to go to the Super Bowl this year. Depending on who they would face,
I'm not I'm not hyping on that hype train yet. Not hyping on
it. I mean, I did predict.
You always
what
have
to the Bengals last year.
You always have one of them games where it's a fluke. I think the Eagles are going to get humble. I think this was good because you know what? Everybody, when you start winning, you're undefeated. Now you're chasing a record, the undefeated record. You know what? You don't have to worry about that. You can shut. That's gone. Because the damn Washington Commanders destroyed that. Focus on the football now and get to it. Get to it. But me personally, I know damn well the Eagles was not going to be undefeated. I knew there was going to be a team. I just didn't think it was going to be the Commanders, though. God, the Commanders.
Hey, but you know what? We're still playoff bound. We could still make the playoffs.
Yeah.
So we're 500. We are 500.
Where are you putting the Bills and Josh now? Where does that leave them? Kind of like.
I think they're number two. I still think they're up there. I still say that they are. If I was going to say this is my playoff prediction for the AFC and the NFC Championship, I'm putting Vikings, Eagles, NFC Championship. Chiefs and the Bills again for the AFC championship.
I know you're extremely happy because your favorite quarterback, Aaron Rodgers, finally won a game. I know you're happy about that.
I was torn with that one because I cannot stand Rodgers. But I hate the Cowboys more than I hate Rodgers. And it's not that I hate Rodgers. Like I get it. He's a good quarterback. Mm-hmm. He's great. I just don't like. He's a drama queen. He's a diva, and I can't stand. His little whininess. Like, if it doesn't go his way, it's not my fault. It's that guy. It's the punter's fault.
So,
he did it.
So Jerry Jones, right now, Dak has made about $95 million. Is Dak...
How's that working out for him?
Is Dak worth 95? Even Tony Pollard, I think, should be the running back for the Cowboys.
See, my issue here... And this is weird that I'm defending the Cowboys, but Dak is a good quarterback. He's not a great quarterback. He's a good quarterback. You don't get to be great until you actually, you know, can make it all the way, even if you lose in the Super Bowl. But the problem is, I think he came back too soon. I don't care if he claims he was healthy.
Rusher Cooper has a better QBR rating than Dak. Think about that, folks. About that. Let that soak.
But. Let's see. I'm trying to think. So the Lions came back and won. I honestly didn't see that one happening. Good God, Tua's basically telling everyone, "Hey, I'm okay. We're still good here."
That man is a beast. But can we give it up for the receivers? Can we give it up to the receivers? He's got great receivers, man. I mean, Damn.
Do you want to?
Oh, and Jeff Wilson. Hello, Jeff Wilson.
So I'm gonna say something here. So the standings as of now, this is what I would never in a million years have predicted. NFC East. Yes. Yep, Eagles are 8-1. The Giants are 7-2. The Cowboys are 6-3, and Washington is 5-5. Now I'm used to the NFC East because I'm a Washington fan. I'm used to it being up for grabs. Right. But I'm used to it being a dumpster fire minus like one or two teams. And for the longest time, to be fair, it's usually been the Cowboys up at top or the Eagles, occasionally the Giants, then it was Washington. I've never seen basically all four teams. It could be anybody's guess. But then you look at the NFC North, and realistically, that's the Vikings, and then nobody else.
Yeah, yeah, there's nobody. Chicago Bears, nope. Lions, nope. Packers, nope.
Packers, Vikings. Nope.
Yeah, I agree.
The NFC South, that's going to come down to, I think, the Bucs and the Falcons. It is, but I think it'll come down to the Bucs or the Falcons.
Too close.
I think the Panthers and the Saints are out of it. So I think the Falcons, 4-6. The Bucs are 5-5. The Falcons could actually get in there, I think. It would be very tricky. They'd have to maintain something, and I don't know if they can. And then you've got the NFC West, which is basically the Seahawks, Niners, and Cardinals. I think the Rams are done.
Yeah,
unfortunately, they one hit wondered last year with Stafford, and they got the Detroit Lions Stafford this year, unfortunately. And then when you pull the AFC up, the AFC East, I don't even know what's going on there. That's like the NFC East.
I thought it was Bills. I thought it was now you got the Jets and the Dolphins. Over the Bills, I don't know.
The Dolphins are number one, and the Jets are number two in the AFC East. Yeah. What world are we living in?
But hold on, though. Patriots are just 5-4, folks.
But
5-4.
And that's the thing. And the Bills are 6-3, so all four teams are still in it. I don't know what's going on. AFC North, that's basically the Ravens and the Bengals. Browns and Steelers are done.
Yeah, I agree.
We don't know. AFC South, yeah, that's Titans and the Colts.
I'm
telling that's
you, you got Jeff Saturday. He said, Matty Ice, you're not done yet. And you saw what Matty did. They won.
Well,
so,
but you got a former player becoming a head coach. So he's got old school mentality. You got a player that's been around the league for a long time. You knew that was going to happen.
Right.
And then you got the AFC West. I would say, the Chargers are still in it. I think.
Devontae, I'm sorry, Devontae. Jacobs.
Wait. I'm confused though, because the Broncos are third. Weren't they supposed to be Super Bowl bound with Russell Wilson? What happened there? Oh, that's right. It wasn't about Russell Wilson. It was actually how good the Seahawks really were.
Sorry, man, but I got Kansas City. Look, when your quarterback goes to the podium and he's crying, they're done. He will not be a Raider next year. Guarantee you that.
Did you hear what was trending after the Vikings won?
Yes.
It's not Kirk Cousins anymore, folks. It's Kirk Thuggins.
He had his shirt off. He had the chains on.
So did Heineke.
You like
though.
That? Heineke, you like that?
Heineke was rocking the gold chains, too. I was like, what the hell's going on here? Heineke, though, looks like he could be out from the streets, though. Cousins should not be doing that.
I agree with you on that.
Oh my God, dude, I don't know what's going on with the NFL because I mean, we kind of said this at the beginning of the season. And then as the season started to progress, we kind of said like all of our analytics are out the window. Like there's no way to predict anything anymore.
You know what? Just because you move, look, you have players that move Russell, Devontae Adams, you still got to have a coach that knows what he's doing. You still got to have chemistry. And it's just right now, first of all, here's the thing, though. The Raiders do put up points. They just end up losing towards the end. It just doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, I like that's what I said. I've been saying, like, I don't know what's going on. I don't know how to predict it. I don't know.
Do you know what was on Raiders news, folks? They're thinking about Tom Brady coming to the Raiders.
Oh my God!
To play with Josh Daniels. They're gonna get rid of Derek Carr and bring in Tom Brady. And I'm like, what the hell are you guys smoking? Why would he want to come?
I know. There's only one team out that way that he would want to play for. And I'm sorry, it ain't the Rams, it ain't the Raiders, but the 49ers.
But do you think it's Josh Dean, or do you give him another chance? Do you give him more time? Because they don't have their star tight end. Jacob is playing good. Devontae Adams is, you know, he's high.
I don't know.
They're scoring. They score, and then they just end up losing.
Something's got to change, though, and I don't know if it's the coach, if it's I've been trying to figure that one out for a while. Like, I don't know, because they have too much talent to be that crappy of a team. Like, that, it doesn't make sense.
Points allowed, 226.
Yeah, I don't get it. I don't understand what the hell is going on and with it, because, like I said, they're putting the points up. They're scoring. They've got the talent, but they've got a crappy ass record. So I don't know what's going on.
I'll tell you what it is. It's the curse of Oakland. See, you should have staged a butt in Oakland, but nah, you got it. You had to get that nice, beautiful stadium out there on the Las Vegas Strip, and you can't even win no games in it. Oh, damn, man.
Yeah, it's frustrating because I mean, if you're a fan, you got to be frustrated. If you're into sports stats, guess what? You're still frustrated because you don't know what the hell's going on anymore.
They got the worst record.
But you know who else is frustrated? The Bears. Dude, that was the battle of the crap. I want to know, how the hell did they get 61 points between the two teams? You had the two crappiest teams. And I don't know what's going on anymore. Because if the Lions could play like that all
they're good teams, man. I just don't think
they're coaching, though, with those two. With those two teams, do you put it on the coaching staff?
Detroit, they got St. Brown, they got Swift, they've got talent. They have talent. I don't know. And with Fields, he's a good quarterback. When he's on his game, he's really good. And they have some pieces. I don't know, man. I don't know. But 31-30, that's a pretty decent game.
Well, and Fields was, 12 of 20, 167 yards, 2 touchdowns, an interception. The problem that I have with Fields is that he had
147,
13 carries for 147 yards. He had almost more rushing yards than passing yards and 2 touchdowns.
He was playing two positions. He was quarterback, running back.
Quarterback, all he running needed back. Was to have somebody throw him the ball a couple of times too. Or just lob it up in the air and catch it yourself and then run it in.
The guy, I'll tell you what the problem is. The kid is doing too much. He should be throwing the ball or running, but he shouldn't be running like that. That means that the offensive line.
11.3 yards a carry. That's ridiculous. Herbert had 10 carries for 57 yards. And then David Montgomery's like, I almost got 10 carries but I got 9 for 37.
They don't know who these people are.
I don't even know who the hell they are. I mean, what do they do if Fields goes down? What are you going to do?
They're done.
If he injures his knee, he's not coming back the same. He's going to have to be a pocket passer at that point. And we all know he's not a pocket passer. That's clear. He don't want to be one. Apparently, he thinks he's a running back. Because, I mean, I don't know. What they could do is they could keep Fields. They could just draft, get a quarterback that can throw.
And keep him as running back.
And move him positions to running back. Because he's obviously.
I wouldn't hate on that. I mean,
quarterbacks change. I mean, we see it all the time. I don't know how often they go to running back, but we see players change positions. Usually, you don't see a quarterback be like, "Yo, I'm gonna be a running back now." I don't see that happen very often. But Fields could easily do it. I think he's got the build, and obviously, the man's got the speed.
Right.
They're gonna
kill that boy because he's gonna get hurt running that much.
Yeah. And as for the Lions, Goff was, well, I guess, he didn't throw an interception. 19 to 26, 236 yards. It's not bad passing yards.
What happened to the Jacksonville Jaguars, man?
I don't know. They had potential, and then they fizzled out.
Yeah.
Like, bad. They started off, 3-0, and... Actually, I don't know where they started off, but they
Patrick Mahomes, 331 yards, 4 TDs, 1 interception. MVP candidate? I give him an MVP candidate. I mean,
I don't think he's the MVP, but he's definitely a candidate for MVP.
I agree. But he's the team is 7-2.
Trevor Lawrence, he threw too much. I mean, again, you had 29 of 40, 259 yards, 2 touchdowns, but no interceptions. So good. You're just not. And Christian Kirk, 9 catches, 105 yards, and the 2 touchdowns. So, Zeke and the Jones boys didn't do well. I mean, Marvin Jones, 1 catch, 33 yards. And you see, literally, he only threw to basically 2 people. Right. Threw Christian Kirk caught it 9 times on 12 targets, and Zay Jones 8 catches on 10 targets. He's clearly got his favorites there, but he did throw it around. I don't know. Like, they just had so much potential and then just fell apart. And the Browns, another one that started off decent and then just...
Yeah.
Guess
who's coming back?
Yeah, I know. Watson gets to go to practice this week. I don't really care. He don't get to start a game until December. And at that point, guess what? It doesn't matter anyways. You're playing garbage games at that point because your season's over. By the time he gets to actually play, they're basically done. Yeah. The season is over. For them, the season's over. So I'm at that point, do you even put him in? What happens if you put him in and he gets injured and it carries over to next season? Then what do you do? There's money well spent. Like, I know that they're going to have to put him in, but it just seems at this point.
Stupidest investment ever in football.
But I'm like, what do you do now, though? Like, I get if you were winning, it would make sense. But by the time he gets.
They got to let him win. They got to coop that money. They got to sell some jerseys. They got to build up his image and make him look like a good, wholesome quarterback.
And then he's going to get a knee injury and be out for the rest of this season and probably half of next season. And then they're right back at square one. They're going to be Baker, where are you? We need you, Baker.
Hold on. Let me see something.
Sure. You know, Baker's getting a start this week. PJ got the bench.
You know what? I thought that was a disgrace. You know, because Baker was just playing. Like, you know what they're doing, right? They're getting ready for Darnold, and Baker, there's word that they're getting ready to cut Baker. They're getting ready, and I'm like, Walker did horrible.
Ashes, they brought in Baker. Up,
Baker was playing great. Yo, Ashes to Ashes. What's up? What's up?
He was, but you know what? He'll get released, right. And I guarantee he's going to get signed somewhere almost immediately. So, there will be a team that will take him. So I don't know where he would go.
The Browns got the Bills, the Bucks, the Texans, the Bengals, the Ravens.
Yeah, they're done.
When is he? So he's coming back.
I thought it was December 3rd. Yeah, or whatever, that December game, the first game in December.
Texans, Bengals, Ravens, Saints, the Commanders, and Steelers. But he didn't impress me during preseason, so, and he's going to be rusty. He hasn't played. I don't know.
Yeah. He hasn't played, and it's not just this season. It's a long time
right.
that he hasn't played. It's been a while, so it's gonna be. I don't know. I'm concerned, not for him because I could give two shits about him. My issue mm-hmm. is, if he goes down, you are just SOL. Like you are. I don't know how you you fix that one.
That's what they did. They spent. Got him.
Yeah.
What was another big upset?
Besides the Packers winning, which we kind of discussed. You want to talk about your 49ers?
Yeah, we could talk about my 49ers. I was a little worried. I'm not gonna lie. I was a little scared. But see, this is the thing. They got Mitchell back in running. And they got CMC. They got Christian McCaffrey. I kind of, I don't know, man. I'm like, Mitchell's a hell of a running back. But that's going to take away. They're going to, like, they pull one guy, put him in. I guess it's awesome to have two awesome quarterbacks and have Debo yeah. Samuel run. But. I don't know, man. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know either. I honestly haven't seen enough of the other guy. We know what Jimmy can do, but I haven't seen enough of
Mitchell?
No, or I was talking quarterbacks. I'm all over the place. My brain is trying to function with everything with That's way right. too many statistics and stuff. It's too much football for me.
I watched the game. I had my popcorn. I had my drink. Herbert, I'll say not too good, not too great. You know, I mean, he got an interception. He got a touchdown. Eckler, they didn't have no running game. Eckler, 24. Herbert, 22. Spiller, 3. And Oof. Sony Michelle, 2. Yeah, they didn't do nothing in the running game, but of course the Niners stopped that.
Yeah,
this was a game. I mean, I thought we were going to lose this game, but we won. We
found a way to win. Yeah,
found a way to win. So. But you got to feed CMC, man. You got to get that kid some ball. I mean, he did. They were in the red zone. He did try to get it in there, but he got stopped. But I wouldn't make him like a third back. Put both of the damn backs in there, man. And let the defense decide what punishment they're gonna get.
Yeah, I don't think that. Let me see. So the Bucks won. We saw that one. Brady came, you know, answered back.
Yeah.
They did allow the Seahawks to almost win that game. And am I sad that Geno lost? I am, but I'm still okay with it though. which is weird because he's doing, they're still doing a good job. They're still, I don't want him to get too hyped up, you know, like constantly doing winning and doing so good that it builds up that ego. And he thinks he's just the shit.
I think what killed the Seahawks is that they didn't have a running game. I mean, dude, we found, look, the Bucs have a new running back, and that name is White. I'm sorry, Leonard Fournette, but you need to, thank you. You won a Super Bowl ring. You're an awesome. You need to take a back seat to White. You need to take a back seat to White.
Yeah. Yeah, they definitely did. I mean, he didn't, Fournette didn't do too bad. 14 carries, 57 yards, and a touchdown.
No, you know, he did decent, he did great, but you got this kid named White, carried it 22 yards, 105 TDs. He did good. Oh, and Mike Evans, Godwin, Julio. Oh my God, Julio caught a touchdown.
Yeah, but and he had three catches, 53 yards. He came. I was like, oh, that's right. He still plays in the NFL. Well, because I hadn't seen him do anything. Yeah. And then I'm looking at stats. I'm like, oh, my God, he forgot he still plays.
Yeah, no, he's around. He's just injury prone. The injuries messed his career up. But don't get it twisted. Julio Jones was the man back in the day.
Tom Brady almost caught a pass, too. I was watching one of the games. I don't know which one it was, but somebody was able to pull off the old flea flicker.
Yeah.
And I don't remember which team it was. I was like, oh, my God, I remember doing the flea flicker nice in high school.
Julio go off again. Yeah, actually, that, I mean, I seen him like when he was with the Falcons and he went up against the 49ers, and I saw him. He beat us. He caught a ball, touchdown, and that was the end of the game. And I was right there at the side.
You get Ashes in the chat more often. He needs to be over here. He loves football. He's a Washington fan, right? I'm just kidding.
No, I can't see Ashes as a Washington Commanders.
No, I know he's not.
But
as long as he's not a Packers or a Cowboys fan, then he's allowed over. He's allowed to watch.
speaking of your Cowboys,
Gino actually didn't do too bad though. 23-33, 275 yards, two touchdowns, and zero, no interceptions. I'm okay with that. Right. You know, and they had an off game. It happens. Look at the Eagles. The Eagles had an off game too, just like the Vikings did a while back.
That.
So
did not see that.
No, I did not. Honestly, I was more rooting for it. I did not see it.
Ashes says, I actually was a Washington fan for a long time. I lived in Virginia, actually, and watched them win Theismann. Rip. Oh. I was in Theismann Maryland. Riggins. I was in Fort Lee, Maryland when I was a Washington Redskin fan, and I remember Theismann, Riggins, Art Monk,
you know,
Daryl Green.
Ashes, I actually have met Joe Theismann. I've met John Riggins. I've met Art Monk and Daryl Green. I've met all of them. And I've met Joe Gibbs. I've as well. I did get to meet Champ Bailey, before he was a nobody. And I got to meet who's the running back we had from Denver for two seasons before he was a has-been.
Did you meet Clinton Portis?
Yes, I did get to meet him. Unfortunately, that was it was like a prelude to Cam Newton.
Wow.
With the goofy outfits. But oh my God, it was so much. I was actually at a game when I got to watch. I remember watching when Daryl Green was on one side of the field and came across to the other side to take down Michael Irvin, the only cornerback that had ever been able to stop Irvin from getting a touchdown.
So Ashton is a Bronco fan.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, damn. Why you see?
No, I'm just kidding. But I was also there to watch. I was also at the stadium to watch Washington get manhandled by Steve Young and Jerry Rice.
Right.
And I was at the final game in RFK Stadium before they tore down. I actually got to go on the field and rip up some of the grass. And then took it home with me. I mean, there were actually fans that were ripping seats out of the stadium and trying to take those out.
It's okay this season. I am sorry to you. LOL. You know, new quarterback, new coach. It is the Mile High Stadium.
Well, but see, my thing with the Broncos is I think it's they haven't been the same, and since they had Peyton. And it's a lot of it is it's because
the big ball boys, yeah, whatever, Mickey. Yeah, that's why you come to watch us.
It's because John Elway has been trying to find that quarterback since Peyton retired, and he can't seem to find one.
Excuse me, Elway.
Elway is the reason that they still keep going to quarterbacks. He wants someone like Peyton Manning again.
Hey, I love Jake Plummer. I thought was a hell of a
Jake the Snake Plummer.
That brings back memories.
Even Cutler. Remember Cutler?
Ashes knows what I'm talking about.
I mean, we've been through 8 quarterbacks in 4 years. Yeah, I mean,
you take that back, Maker.
Russell. Elway was overrated. Man, you shut your... Dude, you never seen when Elway ran in and the touchdown and got flipped around in the end zone?
Wait. Did Elway win a Super Bowl?
He sure did.
Elway played when someone like Dan Marino played too, right? Dan didn't get a Super Bowl ring, did he? Oh.
Yeah, Jay Cutler. Kyle Orton. Yeah. Kyle Orton. Hey, don't forget Tebow.
Hey, but you know what? Tebow got him to the playoffs.
I'll never forget that game against the Pittsburgh Steelers. He shocked them all, man.
Speaking of the Steelers, they got a win.
Yeah.
They picked up a win. I mean, it was, against the
Steelers.
They got something done.
They got something.
I think it was, I expected more out of Andy Dalton. And to be honest, I didn't realize he was starting. I honestly thought they were going with Jameis Winston, but
no.
I guess Dalton's the man again, at least for now.
They said, take bench, sit here, hold this Microsoft Surface. Don't throw it, yep.
Oh, man, Brady just can never get a break. But Pickett, 18 to 30, 199 yards.
He's
Najee Harris. 20 carries, 99 yards.
Right.
Not bad. But Pickett didn't throw any interceptions, so that's a good sign. He somehow managed to get that toned down.
Yeah, but come on, man. Look at that QBR.
I know. It was garbage. Did Alvin Kamara even play? Because, I mean, ouch. I know he was there.
Yes,
8 carries for 26 yards. I mean, I'm pretty sure I could do better.
Well,
than
you
that.
Can't. You can't be running the ball when you're in. You gotta play catch up, and I think that's what they had to do. They had to stop running the ball and start throwing it up in the air. And
yeah,
thank God. Dalton didn't get any. Well, let's see. What did he get? Yeah, 2 interceptions.
Yeah, he had another again with the interceptions he had. Trying to see here. Let's see another game we can pick apart. How about the Rams and the Cardinals? Cardinals came back and won it, and not with Kyler Murray. They were up 17-3 at halftime. But Colt McCoy is not a bad quarterback, though.
You know, I feel sad. I remember when he what did he play for the Texans? Played for the Texans. What's that? How you do the Longhorns?
Oh yeah.
And
but that the crazy thing with the first quarter of that game. So the Rams had the ball 16 plays, 8 minutes, 44 seconds, and only got a field goal. Then the Cardinals get the ball 16 plays, 6 minutes. So the Rams, when they got that 16-play, 8.5-minute drive, 62 yards for a field. Then they got and only got a field goal. Cardinals get the ball, 16 plays, 62 yards as well.
Right.
6 minutes and 3 seconds and a field goal. So, but, and then it was punt. Literally, the entire second quarter was almost all punts, except for the touchdown. But McCoy didn't do a bad job. He did.
No, I mean, 26, 37, 238 yards, a TD. Nah, he did great. Connor, 21 carries, 69 yards, two TDs. Hopkins, 10 receiving for 98 yards. Not bad. I mean,
Moore. And look, but don't forget, don't miss. Moore had 9 catches for 94 yards.
Yes.
Yep. So
absolutely right.
That, and then, that was his two. That was his two targets right there. I mean, and then it was
AJ Green. AJ Green, the great. He was a good receiver back in the day, but he did get a TD.
Yeah. So Buda Baker got an interception.
Yeah.
And you had Antonio Hamilton on their defense, 10 tackles. I mean, he led the team there. It was, but yeah.
So dude,
the Rams, John Wolford, 24-36, 212 yards, a touchdown and an interception. They had nobody could run the ball for them. No, Cam Akers did terrible. Henderson did awful, and then nobody else could do anything. Higbee had 8 catches for 73 yards, and that was basically your highlight there.
He got the one TD for the receiving.
It was just a bad game.
Well, Mr. Streaker, are you ready to pick some winners?
Yeah, so, well, I'm not going to sift through. I will say that you got 5 right for week 10. I got 8. But yeah, you did beat me on the loss. How many you got wrong? You got 9 wrong. So the overall for every game, like the correct and all that, I went up 80-51, but I redid it and I was like, let me see something here. So I went with how many weeks, you know, week 2 through 10, and then I did the win loss and how many we basically tied. So with that, you are 2, 3, and 4. And I'm 3, 2, and 4. So, and it was just because of this week. That was what, because I beat you.
I plan on bouncing back this week, folks. I'll give when Washington's beating the Philadelphia Eagles and he calls that, I'm like, what can you do?
Well, we had the Falcons wrong. We had the Seahawks game wrong. I went with the Vikings. You went with the Bills. And I went with the Lions. And I really did not think I was going to get the Lions game right. I thought the Bears were going to pull that off. And then when I looked again, they won. I was like, oh, damn. but, yeah, the Niners and the Washington kind of helped out. So, week 11, we got Titans at Packers. I was going to say the Titans because I thought the Packers were done. And they bounced back against the Cowboys. What are the Titans? What's the Titans record?
Titans is 6-3. Green Bay Packers 4-6. This is gonna be a good. Green Bay's got good running backs. Titans, but of course, they got the man, Derrick Henry.
I know, but it's in Lambeau. It's in Green Bay in winter. It's gonna be cold. It's probably gonna be snowing. It's already snowing here. I can bet you it'll be snowing up there. It's going to be cold, and that always favors the Packers. Most of the time it does.
I'm going for Tennessee.
You're going Tennessee?
Going Tennessee.
God, I want to say Tennessee, too, because I hate the Packers. But I'm going
to – Go to I'm gut.
Gonna, I'm going to go.
Go to gut.
I'm going Packers on this one, and it's
– Okay.
And I think it's they bounce back, which shows that there's still some life there. But I think what's going to help them is the weather is going to be. I think that's going to be a factor, and that may help them out. Bears at the Falcons. I'm going Falcons on that one. I'm sorry, it's nothing personal, but the Bears suck.
I like what I'm seeing with the Falcons. They got Cordell Patterson, even though he played like garbage last. Sunday, but going with Atlanta, ATL.
And let's be fair, the Bears did put up 30 points, but it's hit or miss, though. It's like, as a team, they can have a good game, then they have a bad game. It was like back in the day when they had Rex Grossman at quarterback. He would have a good game and a good game and then two crappy games. Next up, Panthers at Ravens. I got to go with the Ravens on that one. I know Baker's back, but the Panthers are just not going to be able to beat the Ravens, I don't think. And that's the Ravens are coming off a bye, aren't they?
Yeah.
Yeah, so they'll be healthy, and the Panthers are just a mess.
You know what? I'll go with the Ravens going Baltimore.
Right. Let's see. We got Browns at the Bills next. Oh, dear God, that's good. I'm going Bills on that. Regardless, mostly because it's the Browns. I'm sorry. There's no way.
Definitely going Buffalo.
And Ash has said, Cordarrell, I started in my league this week, almost cost me a win.
Actually, Maker, I have a light in my eyes, and yes, I am going because I can do that.
Commanders at the Texans. That's another win for Washington.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. I'm assuming you're going Washington on that one.
Wait a minute. Hold on.
Are you picking the Texans?
I'm picking Texas, man. I'm picking Texas. I like. I'm hoping. I'm banking on Pierce. I'm banking on Pierce to run through your Washington Commanders.
You do know we have a very good defense, right?
Yes, I know, but I think Pierce is going to beat. I think I'm going Texas against the Commanders.
All right. Eagles at the Colts.
Eagles.
All right.
Yep.
Yeah, I mean, I'm going Eagles on that one as well. I don't see the Colts.
They're pissed. They're pissed because your Washington Commanders whooped them. So
I know.
They're going to be pissed and hungry.
Jets at the Patriots, and the Jets had a bye, right? Yeah, they were on a bye last week. I'm going to go Jets on this one.
Patriots.
That could go the other way, but I'm going to take
a shot. Bill Belichick, don't make me look stupid. Come on now.
All right. Go next up, Rams at the Saints. Ooh. The issue with the Rams, you don't have Cooper Kupp now. I don't know if Stafford's back. So you've lost your main quarterback. You've lost your number one receiver. And if you don't have a running game, what the hell do you have left?
Going with the Rams.
All right, you go Rams. I'm going to go Saints on this one.
All right.
Lions at the Giants. I'm going Giants on that.
I'm going to go with Giants, which is well.
I don't think the Lions can muster. The Giants are just, I think, will just be too much for the Lions at this point. Raiders at the Broncos.
I got to win. Derek Carr. God, Lord, this is the battle of the.
They both teams have talent, but I don't know who's going to win. Can I just put tie?
Because
I don't know.
I'm going Raiders. Going Raiders. I think Raiders are going to bounce back because I think the team and everybody seeing Derek Carr crying at the podium. I think they're going to go with.
Yeah.
Make sure you get plenty shut eye, just like Josh Allen ain't getting. Damn, shut up.
Next up, Cowboys at the Vikings, and I already said who I'm going with that one. My money's on the Vikings to win that.
The upset of the week, folks.
Going
Cowboys. I could just see a vet in my DMs. I told you, bitch! But, yes.
Oh shit. So the next up,
dude, don't forget Monday. And this is in Mexico, folks. They're playing in Mexico City. Talking about the Niners, Niners and Cardinals.
No, we're at Bengals and Bengals at the Steelers.
Oh, Bengals and Steelers. I'm going. Oh my gosh, I'm going with the Bengals.
Yeah, I was going with
the Bengals.
You don't want to go with the Steelers and think they'll steal a win?
Nah, man, they're not going Mixon. After seeing what Mixon did, that guy, he's a bad
Chiefs. Chiefs at the Chargers. That's is that even a question?
Chiefs and the Chiefs.
Yeah. And then 49ers at the Cardinals. I'm assuming you're going Niners, which is what I'm going to pick. Just because the Cardinals are, I like Colt McCoy. I don't know if Kyler's coming back, and even if he comes back, doesn't really matter because they were already struggling with him at the helm. And maybe Colt McCoy just gave him a little, you know, that spark.
If Colt starts, you're going to see him get Niners are going to be all over him. All over him, pressuring him. He's going to make mistakes. Upset pick for me, Chargers are winning at home. Okay.
You know what? The thing is, I used to be like, no one can beat the Chiefs right now. And now I'm like, well, you know,
You can be beaten.
Yeah.
Commander just proved that.
Right. But the thing is, with the Chiefs, it's you just got to know how to beat them. And there's certain ways to do that. And it's, you know, but it is what it is. Guys, we are all out of time. This has been an awesome show. Shout out to our the chat was on fire with Ashes.
Ashes.
And
Audi, Audi was in here earlier.
Yep, before he had to leave. But yeah, we will be back next week, same time, same place, and I can guarantee you, just like I did, Ray will be falling asleep, and last week, I said that there'll be some craziness going on in week 10. I'm sure we're going to see the same thing in week 11. And with that being said, we will see you guys next week. See ya!